BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, it's Scott with Wednesday's podcast. We discuss lame reasons for getting rid of someone after one of my friends dumped someone because they hadn't seen The Lion King. The lads from Rixton are in for a chat. They continue this talk about what's not acceptable and you have to call it off with someone. Nice feet seem to be a deal breaker. And not being obsessed with reality shows. And to be honest, that's where the show went a bit downhill. Chris admitted to never taking a spare pair of pants with him anywhere. And Alice is on Real or No Real.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1 playing Swedish House Mafia. And nice horn action from Cheryl Cole.
New brass?
A bit of new brass. Did you like it? Just a little bit of, in the style of Cheryl, it's from the song.
I just worry that you've rearmed. Oh, God.
Cheryl Bernard, of course, not Cheryl Cole now.
No, wrong. I think, because you know we were talking about her being called Cheryl Bernard from here on in. Then this, like, press release happened saying she's now going to be called Cheryl Fernandez Fassini. No mention of Bernard.
Well, where did you get Bernard from, then?
Well, because his name is Jean Bernard Fernandez Vecini, but Basically she's ignoring the Bernard bit.
Well, that's probably because she heard it yesterday and was like, actually, on the radio it doesn't sound as good when they announce my song, Cheryl Bernard.
I think it sounds more classy, the Cheryl Fernandez Vecini, rather than Cheryl Bernard.
Everything.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You know my mate Unlucky Gary?
Yeah.
Not lucky in love either recently.
Oh no, what's happened now?
Sadly had to say goodbye to somebody the other day that he's been... We've seen them a couple of times because they hadn't seen The Lion King.
What? So, what do you mean? And that offended him?
He was like, this will never work as a relationship if you have not seen The Lion King. How could you not see that?
And that's something that he really looks for in that special person.
It's a real issue for him. I mean, a lot of people feel the same. I bet if I play this clip now, there will be people pulling over at the side of roads. There will be people stopping what they're doing at work. There'll be people listening on headphones on a train or a bus, trying to hold back the tears. I bet you any money.
Dad?
Oh, God.
Dad, come on. You gotta get up. Dad. We gotta go home.
Oh, God, that's really cheered up Wednesday lunchtime, isn't it?
Great. It does make me feel weird, that bit, actually.
And then Mustafa's off.
Right.
Mufasa, not Mustafa.
Good.
Limited knowledge.
Anyway, so he wanted to break up with this person for not liking The Lion King.
Sorry,
am
I'm
correct?
Getting confused. That's right, yeah.
Now, was it that
I get those two confused because there's a bloke in my local kebab shop called Mustafa, and it's not to be confused with the Lion King's Mufasa. And I do get them confused. Even one of them, like one of them's Turkish and one of them's clearly a lion, but it's a similar name. So it's not going to work because of
differences. Because,
hasn't seen the Lion King. I think it's ridiculous. Oh, and also the way he says garage doesn't like it.
Was it? So what was the problem? He didn't really like that person before and is looking for a reason to dump them?
No, he quite liked them before, but then it was like, you've not seen The Lion King, how could you not do that? And then he was off.
Obviously the Mufasa thing gets to anyone. And...
It does. I mean, that was like choked me up a little bit, despite my limited knowledge of the movie. I'm just looking for lame excuses that you've used or you've seen maybe people or yourself been the victim of. You can text me on 81199. The reason someone was like, sorry, it's not working anymore. I think Unlucky Gary wins today, though, with Lion King. Mm. It's pretty poor excuse.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, no, there's so many people in absolute bits because we played the Lion Cling Cling
oh,
clip.
Why are you so bad at this?
What do you mean?
The Lion Cling?
The Lion King clip.
And Mustafa the Lion.
Mustafa.
Oh, God.
I don't know. But sorry if you feel like a little bit sad now. Sorry, I didn't realise it was going to have that much impact.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I can't believe how many people are so upset because I played The Lion King today. I mean, I know it's upsetting, but, like, the chefs listening at work, like, crying into the meals.
It's not very... It's not very Bumble Wednesday, though, is it? I mean, it's not very lively.
I feel that we need to have a celebration after half one because the boys from Rixton will be having a chat and maybe we need to get Bumble on, yes, because I feel that I've brought the mood down slightly. Sorry about that, everybody.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Rixton.
Hello, mate.
That was not planned.
That's so weird.
I love that. Like, do you call everyone mate, or is it
just our mates?
Yes, we do, mate.
No,
yes,
why has no one else joined in? That's really nice.
Your song's doing very well this week, isn't it?
It's not doing too badly, mate. Yeah.
It's doing all right, isn't
scary.
Because I know you were a little bit worried about it. It's like
just a little bit.
Oh, only famous in America. Boring. But it's going well. So it could be number one
on
Sunday.
Could be, mate.
What's this I'm hearing about some tattoos if it does get to number one?
Well, we've always agreed that if it goes top 10, we'll get a tattoo.
Oh, it's not even number one then, it's top 10.
Well, then we got top 10 in America, and then we're like, all right, let's save it for a number one. So
what do you mean? You're changing the goalposts again?
Yeah.
So should you be getting a tattoo now or not? I can't work this out.
If it goes number one,
right,
we're going to get the Broken Heart logo tattooed on us somewhere.
You can blame it on I'm the only one without a tattoo. So I was like, no. top 10.
Right.
But let's narrow those goalposts quite a lot, please.
Oh. Are you not keen on it then?
I just never really... No, I don't mind
He's
getting
scared.
A tattoo. I've never really fancied getting tattoos.
He's
but
not
that
proper
one's obviously
lad.
Like meaningful,
He's
so
not
I don't mind.
Proper lad.
Is it going to be in the same place on each band member or are you allowed to choose?
No, we're changing it.
We're choosing.
Oh, that's probably best.
Do you know
what we were thinking as well? We were thinking we could all put our foot in and then draw one so that you can only see the broken heart.
That's a horrendous idea.
When our feet are together.
I'm glad someone else has joined me on that one.
That was Jake's idea,
that was the best idea I've ever heard.
That was Jake's idea.
It doesn't surprise me that it was Jake's idea, really.
Yeah, sorry.
Now, obviously, we know from before. The last time you saw us, you were massively, massively jet-lagged. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
No, it was a great interview. But you were in this very studio, and you had just flown from America. I think you'd done a gig. They put you on the plane. You came in here, did an interview, then went straight back to the airport.
Yes.
That actually happened.
Mm.
That's never really... in all my time at Radio 1, I don't think that's ever happened to me. I was quite impressed by that.
Thank you.
It was pretty cool. However, we have no real evidence that you are massive in America, do we?
Well, no, I know that's like a horrendous thing to say. Like, we keep hearing over here that you guys are huge over there. Yeah. And I can believe it to a certain point.
Oh, apart from I saw them on Ellen. So that was obviously they were.
Yeah, I know, but that could have just been an anomaly. Do you know what I mean?
Why
are you making me nervous again?
I know, there's always some backup plan.
Always
happens. Very emotive.
I mean, is there anything you can do to prove that you are big in America?
What can you do to sort of prove it? Like, you can say that you're big in America because you did this.
Okay, well, I know that they already went to... They had a drinking session with Psy.
Yes.
Oh, that's, yes, of course.
That's good.
And Usher, but who's counting?
And, remind me of the Usher story.
Oh,
sorry. No, we were just at an Irish bar and he came along for a drink after The Voice.
Okay, that's good.
Had a few Guinnesses, yeah.
Any more of those? Keep those coming.
What else?
Played Mafia with Tom Hanks.
Yes, we did.
What? You done what? What's that?
We played a role-playing game. Who Killed Them game, you know, kind of like Cluedo.
Bit like Wink Murder.
You played Wink Murder with Tom Hanks.
Pretty much, yes.
That's amazing.
How did that happen?
Just casual evening at Scooters.
Where was he? Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
The manager, see?
Mm.
He knows all the famous.
These links.
Is there anything better than Wink Murder with Tom Hanks so far?
A video with Will Smith.
So what's that?
That was in London, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was in London.
No, it's still good. He's American.
Yeah, he is American. What else? What else have we got?
Yeah, there's a few.
Why?
I'm just thinking.
I don't know. There's
say things. What you're thinking.
You won't want me to.
Okay, do not say what you're thinking.
Oh!
I love this, because you do all look at each other, slightly worried that someone is going to say. You're still at that stage where it could go horribly wrong in terms of what is said.
No. Okay, well, I'll turn... Right, we won't look, and we'll also turn the microphones off.
Well, you can't say that.
This doesn't mean you're massive.
That does.
Does it?
Yeah.
Why?
Does it? Why?
What does?
Does it?
What do you mean?
We can't say that.
Listen, if I wasn't in a band, that wouldn't happen.
I'm confused now at what's going on.
I know what's going on.
I'm trying to throw some things to
we had a few drinks with the Game of Thrones lads.
Oh, that's pretty cool as well. Cool.
Yeah.
Is it? I've not watched one episode.
Really? You are missing out on
You are missing
really,
out.
Yeah. So much.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
That's an impersonation.
Every time.
You don't need to watch it now.
You get older each time you do that impression.
I know, he does, doesn't
he? It's more haggard.
No, that's Harry Potter.
So we're going to play the chat now.
Thank you.
It's Rixton and Me and My Broken Heart. Is it also true that every time you ride in a car together, because of the first line of the film, everyone goes, shotgun.
Yeah.
Yes.
When you're getting in it.
Yeah, that's very true.
Has that become annoying?
It started out like someone had just shout shotgun and then someone had carry on singing the rest of the song.
Yeah, like if I was with my mum and my sister, and my sister went, shotgun, I'd go, aimed at my heart. You get it? And it's like,
and they're like, yeah, okay, good.
Did I see on Twitter? Did I see on Twitter that you're on Loose Women?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was great fun.
That would terrify me.
Well, no, they're going to be nice to them, aren't they?
I guess so.
Your mum's one of them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
The worst thing is trying to explain to the Americans what Loose Women is.
It's like The View. Is it like The View?
Well, it's like if The View was a bottle of Dom P, Loose Women's like Lambrini. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like that.
I had to explain what Countdown was to an American person.
That's really difficult.
It's really hard.
Who was it we tried to explain Towie to?
Yes, Spider-Man. What's his name?
Yes, Andrew Garfield.
You had Spider-Man in.
And Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. But then
she went on like every American chat show. She went on like Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel going, so I heard about this show called Towie.
Oh my God.
Really?
It's all our fault. Sorry, everyone. Right, here's Rixton, Me and My Broken Heart on BBC Radio 1.
Ooh. All I need's a little love in my life. All I need's a little love in the dark. A little, but I'm hoping it might kickstart me and my broken heart.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That was Rixton and Me and My Broken Heart on Radio 1. Here's why they think they should be number one on Sunday.
Hi, everyone.
Please, just £2 a month.
We are called Rixton, and with just your 99 pence...
Just your donation.
We can make no money at all, and we can carry on...
Making
no money and not sleeping and not seeing our family. So please, just... No, if you want to buy it, thank you, man. That'll mean a lot. What do you say?
I know.
Pledging your life.
Will you actually go out on Sunday if it happens?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because a lot of pop stars are like, oh, yeah, I'll be celebrating. But I just don't think they actually do.
We're playing a gig that night as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Up in Liverpool. But I generally reckon we will, definitely.
Yeah, it's not like you'd not to, really, is it?
No, I don't know why you wouldn't. It's a huge thing for us.
And I know that, like, obviously the success in America has been amazing, but I know that it's really important to you to have it here where you're from.
It's the most important thing ever.
It's almost more important. I know it sounds crazy, but it's just, you know, all your friends and family are here, and I think it's just a huge deal for us. So, yeah, it's crazy.
Is there anything apart from the tattoos that you'd really want to do for being number one? So, right, if I was number one, what I would want to do is go to Watford Town Centre and jump in the fountain there. I know it sounds mental, but I kind of feel like I need something like a number one to do that.
Yeah.
Is there anything
maybe that we want to do? Would you buy something ridiculous?
Yeah.
Or you haven't got any money, you just said?
No. We have literally... We can't buy a hot meal.
No.
What would we do?
I've got to borrow some money to celebrate on Sunday if we are.
Yeah, we will have to borrow some money to celebrate.
We could just get...
How embarrassing.
We've got a gig. We'll get a donation box. And get everyone to put money in.
Have a little whip round.
To help us celebrate number
have
one.
Have a little whip round.
That's perfect.
We were talking earlier on the show about my friend who at the weekend dumped somebody because they hadn't seen The Lion King.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a bit drastic.
Now, I haven't seen The Lion King. Is that bad?
What?
That's kind of got to be like an ulterior motive, though. You've got to kind of already have decided that you don't want to be with them, so that's kind of... Oh, that's a perfect excuse. Okay. You've not seen The Lion King.
Well, it was The Lion King, and also they couldn't say garage properly. They said garage, and that was a deal breaker. They were like,
see ya.
Yeah, you're off.
Yeah, that's how he says it. Charlie.
I don't say garage.
You do, don't you?
Say garage.
Oh, good lad.
Garage.
Garage.
Well, it's not that high.
We found out the other day that Charlie says whale, while, and wow all the same.
Wait, Charlie, say wow. It's been a while since I've seen a whale.
Go
Go on.
Wow. It's been a while since I've seen a wow.
They're all the same.
Isn't all that the amazing? Same. I'm just wondering if Rixon have got any stories of a reason why they got rid of somebody. Doesn't have to say who or why. Or,
a reason why. Yeah.
A ridiculous reason. You're like, this is not going to work out.
I've got a bit of thing for feet, and if they haven't got nice feet...
You've just admitted that on public
what
radio.
What is a nice foot, though?
Just one that's just not a bit scraggy. You know?
But feet are generally rank, though, aren't they?
Yeah, but I like girls with nice feet. And
what do you mean? They look after 10 themselves. Toes, sort of. I mean, how do you describe a good foot?
Well-shaped, not crooked.
I think shaven. He means just not a cracked heel.
Right. Well, that's it.
That's the deal breaker for you, isn't it?
Yeah. It's someone that keeps themselves nice down there.
They can't be webbed. Right. You've seen them ones
not
where
webbed.
The middle two are a bit webbed.
And polished is always nice.
Nice little bit of nail polish.
Has there been a celebrity you've ever seen and be like, amazing feet?
Yeah, look at the
amazing feet.
Look at the feet on that.
I don't know.
Look at the feet on that.
Oh, boys, look at the feet on that.
Hong Kong!
I don't know.
Don't look at me. I don't look at the feet.
Yes, you do. We all look at feet.
That's where I'm really struggling with this, because I can't think of what makes a good foot. So I'm trying to think of a hot celebrity foot.
I don't know. You don't really see their feet.
I'm sort of struggling with that.
Diana Vickers?
She...
Hey, do you know Rachel Stevens?
Yeah.
She's got webbed feet.
What?
Well, I've Googled it. I don't know if it's true.
You Googled it.
Yeah.
How did you end up
Rachel
in that situation?
Yes, I have, yeah.
You,
something
you,
wrong.
Did you even end Rachel up there? Stevens, mate, and just have a good look.
Good what?
Look.
Yes. No, I mean, I don't know. There's, I think, a few... I don't know.
Good feet. What else would be a deal breaker in terms of, like, yeah, bye?
Not getting on with my mum. Or swearing.
Yeah, foul mouth and smoking. Yeah.
Well, if they didn't like the band as well, that'd probably a little bit weird.
What, if they hated Rixon?
Yeah,
that would be weird, wouldn't it?
Horrible.
But if they like it too much, that's also weird as
well. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Feel
like
out with
fangirl
someone,
every time.
Yeah, but, yeah, but let's say you're going out with this girl, but they really fangirl over you. Do you know what I mean? It
weird,
can be really
yeah.
awkward.
Yeah, but if she's got nice feet, I don't know.
Anyone else got any little weird things?
I don't know. What else?
I think of reasons of or, people.
Not even that you've dumped them, just maybe it's like alarm bells have rung in your head of like, oh, this isn't going
to
work.
What I used to do is whenever I got interested in someone, I'd then start to focus on something that I didn't like about them. Like, it could be literally the tiniest thing.
Like why?
Like a nose hair.
Yeah. And that then would become the most drastic thing on the planet, and I just couldn't focus on anything
yeah,
else
I agree.
And I'd lose interest.
That's happened, yeah.
If they watch all this reality stuff...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
but,
like,
I don't mind if they watch it, but if they, like, follow them on Twitter and they, like, tweet them and stuff. Like tweeting, like, someone from a reality show and just be like, I really loved what you did last night. Can you tell I've never watched one? I have no idea what it is.
You've never watched a reality show?
I love
it. I've watched, like, you know, like, Big Brother and stuff like that, but I mean, like, you know, like, is it Towie, Made in Chelsea, stuff like that? It's like, it's if your girlfriend's into that and she tweets them and she's, a bit obsessed. It's a bit like...
Ooh, scandalous.
So fine to watch it, not fine to...
Be obsessed.
To be obsessed with the characters in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me recap. So you're looking for a girl
with...
I love you, I think.
With
nice
good
feet.
You're
yes.
my favourite person.
Right? And then what else? Does like the band.
Does like the band, but not too much.
But not too much.
And also...
And hates Towie.
No. Allowed to watch Towie and Made in Chelsea, not allowed to try and tweet
obsessed.
Them.
Obsessed.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, that's fair enough.
You know what I mean? That's all right.
That's an easy enough right. checklist.
Well, because your girlfriend watches Made in Chelsea, right? Quite a lot.
She does, yeah.
And then
so
forth, there you do as well.
But like, say if you were at an event and they were there, and she was like, oh my God, that would you be like, all right, love. Like,
I would guess I'm funny with things like that. If I...
Anyone else getting the attention, you don't like it.
Well,
No, I'm the same, so I can empathise with that.
So you'd be like, if she was like, oh gosh, there's Binky. Oh no, worse, one of the blokes. There's Spencer.
Yeah, Spencer. I'd say we'd have to leave. It's that kind of thing.
Really? Yeah. We're out of here. Yeah.
Actually, I've got a good story though. We went to, whose birthday was it? It was Bieber's birthday, actually.
Oh, sure. Just drop that one in.
Sorry, I've just picked that one up.
Ka-ching.
No, but he was on a table, and he was on the table next to us at this club. And I for some reason, I've just seen him around or whatever, and I leant over and I had a few drinks, and I just shook his hand and went, Spence, mate, really big fan. I have no idea.
But why?
I don't know. I was just ashamed, and I sat there for a while, and I was just like, why have I just done that? And he was really nice, actually. Nice.
But he was at Bieber's birthday.
Yeah. No, it wasn't Bieber's birthday, it was a different
night. I was going to say, why would he be there?
big fan, Biebs, mate.
He's a bit. Biebs is a huge MIC fan.
Fascinating. It is fascinating. Your world is generally fascinating.
Thanks. Well, Rickston, as always, it's been an absolute pleasure. And I know that I will be seeing you when your next single is out. I mean, I don't want to like rush things along, but when is that?
Oh,
soon.
Very, very soon.
Okay, good. Well, I'll see you then. All right. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hashtag look at the feet on that. It's amazing, my favourite hashtag for a while, actually. Thank you to Rickston for inventing that one.
After you said you couldn't think of one hot celeb feet-wise.
Yeah.
We're getting loads of suggestions through.
I know. It's going a bit weird. Some people are saying, can you stop talking about feet? I didn't start it. Rickston started it. They said that like you've got to have nice feet, otherwise it's off.
Didn't David Guetta do a song called... It wasn't Sexy Back, was it? No. No, that would have been Justin Timberlake.
Sexy Back was Justin Timberlake.
But it wasn't about backs, was it?
I mean, Sexy Chick, or the other version by David Guetta.
I'm just saying Sexy Feet would be a great...
Damn, that's a sexy feet. That wasn't a thing.
No.
That didn't happen. Do you think that David Guetta did a song called Sexy Feet?
No, I just think it might be a good idea.
Uma Thurman's got great feet, says Matt in Bristol. I don't want to know.
Why are you doing in that voice as well?
Fox has had quite nice feet when she was barefoot on Inuend Bingo. That's from Jonathan in Blackpool. Denise Van Outen's got lovely feet.
Oh, no, yeah.
There's someone else. Right, this is going weird now. Weird. I quite like Amelia's text, though. Her boyfriend, before they got together, was like, can I see your feet, please? Because he's got a real thing about feet. Mm. Before they got together.
Is there a dating site on that?
I don't know. There needs to be.
You know, right. a bit like the uniform dating.
Yeah, I really like you, but can you just take your shoes off?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Are you boggling around?
I don't
like it when you do that thing, which is kind of independent. Your bottom's independent to the rest of your body. I don't understand how you
do that.
It's
a dance move that I learn, and it's the only one I can do.
But when did you learn it, please?
I can't really remember, but now on a night out, if I can't do the in-betweeners dance, because that gets tiring, and also it feels a little bit old now.
Uh-oh.
Like, it feels a little bit embarrassing just doing that.
Yeah.
But I will perform this one move.
It's good.
Makes me feel like a good dancer, but I don't know if it looks right.
It's just kind of like you move round, but your bottom kind of stays where it is. It's really cool.
I move around in a circle, quite slowly being led by my bottom.
It makes me laugh.
Does that make any
time.
Sense?
Oh, it's about time, I think. It's midway through the week. Are you ready? Let me know what you're doing it today. I'm not ready yet. Ready? This is for breakfast.
No.
Early in the morning.
Bambolea, bambolea. Oof. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
You think it was ever going to come then?
Bambolea, bambolea. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
Stop sending pictures of feet in. Stop it. Stop it now.
No te da perdón de Dios. Tú eres mi vida, la fortuna de mi destino. El destino te ha desamparado. Lo mismo ya callé, lo mismo soy yo.
Gaz in Kent is bumbling off his nut.
No te encuentro lavando.
John in Oxford, fully involved already. Baz, Paul and Daz,
they're
bumbling. We're nearly at Friday.
Here
well,
we go.
Kind of.
Bambolea, bambolea. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bambolea, bambolea. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
Saeed says, I am Bambolea Wednesdaying in front of some auditors who are behind a screen. Oh, feel a bit dangerous. A bit edgy.
Someone says they're in their car limply waving their hand to Bumbleo because they're feeling weak.
Hello, Zach, who is thesis writing and Bumbleo wing at the same time.
Yeah, what do you call it?
Bumbleo wing.
Bumbleo.
Hayley's getting involved, even though her mum's super embarrassed. Yes, you just reminded me it's Wednesday. Lucy in London. I want chicken, says somebody else.
Put your mind off that. Charlie in Huddersfield, try not to dance in the media, middle of media studies at school. Yes, that we're on in media studies. Jonathan Blackpool. Yeah, you're the one that sent in about Fox's feet, so I don't trust you.
Oh, Sarah's bumbleing on the way to the airport to go to Spain.
Oh, perfect. Matt in Bristol's bumbleing at a garden centre car park. I don't know.
I don't know the words. We should get that translated at some point.
No.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here. The official chart update is coming in 1 hour with me and Jamila Jamil. And it's Alice Levine with Real or No Real at 3:10. Best bumbleo location of today. Nicole wins that one, who was listening to us on her phone and is on the bus bumbleoing to San Francisco Airport.
Whoa.
I know. Actual America. It's pretty cool. Earlier, we were talking to Rickson about this, and we were mentioning my friend Unlucky Gary, who had to say goodbye to someone after a couple of dates, sadly, because they hadn't seen The Lion King. He thought this was perfectly reasonable. Mm. There's a lot of reaction to this coming in, and we'll get some more of these after 2:30. What about the person that once dumped somebody because they continually talked through Love Actually and kept missing the bit where Hugh, the legend, Grant, called Margaret Thatcher a saucy minx?
There's such a lame reason, some of these.
Well, the thing is, right, he was with her for about 10 months, this guy, but had already started to find her quite annoying. Mm. On this particular night, which was the kind of deal-breaker of the relationship, she had talked through the entire film, which would be annoying.
Yeah, but a dumpable offence?
Well, he waited until the credits of the film were on and then kind of delivered the news.
This one from Kristen from Wales.
You don't love the film in the same way as me, I'm sorry.
She had to finish a relationship with someone because she didn't like the way he crossed his legs.
It's quite lame. You are really, really looking for something there, aren't you?
I think there's problems before, and then you've looked for one thing that means you can then dump them.
Yeah. We've got some more calls on this. 81199 if you want to add input.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I'm going to buy tonight some binoculars. We need to get out there, mate.
Yeah, I know. Well, we said this earlier in the week. It's a good idea.
One of Chris's friends checks out the cues and checks out the talent by going to, like, his local high street in Watford with a pair of binoculars on a night out just to spy on the various people going in to the club or the bar. Using binoculars, you can get quite close and see the queue of people and then decide what bar you want to go in from there.
He just wears them around his neck. You know, like, it's good equipment. Bring out on a night out.
Yeah.
Check out the cues.
Apparatus.
Yes.
Rob says, I am going to be using my binoculars to check out the ladies this weekend in the queues. Do it. I'm going to get some. That was Low Atlantis. And here we go. And before that, the beautiful Strong by London Grammar. Not seeing someone anymore because they haven't seen The Lion King. That's what my mate did. There's loads. There's so many. Hi, Jodie.
Hi, Scott.
Did you get dumped or do the dumpings?
I did the dumping.
But why?
It's not a daft reason. I think it's a very open reason. I was moving house. He was helping me. And my parents came over with my dog. I greeted her. And when I introduced him to the dog, he just went, okay, that's nice, and walked off the opposite direction.
Right, so...
At that point I knew.
You knew what?
Well, I knew it wasn't going to work out.
Oh, no. So you dumped him because he didn't talk to the dog?
Or stroke it?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. He didn't stroke the dog, didn't acknowledge the dog. I was like, oh, no, this is over.
Oof.
But I had to wait for him to finish helping me move house because he had a big car.
Fair.
Right, yeah. You know what they say about a bloke with a big car?
And, okay, right. So do you not think that was a little bit harsh?
No, genuinely, I actually don't believe it's harsh at all because, as far as I'm concerned, if he doesn't love my dog, then he isn't going to actually want to be part of my life.
Yeah, but also...
My baby.
Yeah, but maybe he would have grown to love your dog. Also, yeah. Just because he walked off that time, it doesn't mean that he wouldn't... Oh, God.
No, because it was the first impression. First impression of him meeting my dog was... And it was just wrong.
I can totally understand this one. Katie in Nottingham had to dump somebody because he turned up with a well-known supermarket carrier bag as his overnight bag, containing his fresh pants for the next day.
What? Are you serious?
Get a proper bag. Don't use a supermarket bag, you scuzz.
You what?
It's horrible.
I don't even know what that means. I don't want to know.
However, I do love a carry bag, as you know, sometimes.
In fact, you're a classic. No, you're what you love a bag for life.
I've got a bag for life right
here. Of course, see, I told you.
It's got my gym stuff in it.
But you are genuinely one of those who will bring a bag for life back with them every time.
Yeah, no. If I'm going to someone's house and I'm using it as an overnight bag, get a proper bag. If you've got like an orange Sainsbury's bag and that's your overnight bag with your pants in,
I don't see anything wrong with that. You
sends
weirdo.
Off the wrong messages.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I can't quite believe the conversation that's happening in the studio right now, listeners. Yes, I would bring spare pants if I knew I was going to stay at someone's house.
No, you wouldn't, though.
Yes, you would.
Like, who does that? You don't bring spare pants with you. That's like saying, if you think you're going to get lucky on a night out, you go out with spare pants with you.
No, I wouldn't do that.
That's well weird.
That just means I'm a... But
do you
no,
mean
I wouldn't
there are
do that.
Guys in clubs when you go out. I've never thought of doing this.
No, I
who
don't
have
pack
spare
a,
pants.
No, I wouldn't pack a pair of pants in my overnight bag, which is not a carrier bag, by the way, just in case. Like thinking, like that's kind of like, oh yeah, check me out. I know I'm going to get lucky, so definitely going to bring the pants. But if I know I'm going to stay at someone's house, then yes, fresh pants for the next day.
But if you know you're going to get lucky, or you think you're, there's a strong possibility you're going to get lucky, do people go out with overnight bags?
Yes, like, they do.
Is there such a person?
Maybe that's just
really?
The case. I don't know.
Also, no, I do have to question you on the pants thing again, but if you know that you're just going around someone's for one night?
Yeah.
Are you seriously saying that you'd bring spare pants?
Yes.
That's so weird.
Why is that weird? You don't want to have the same ones on the next day.
Like,
what's wrong with that? That's actually normal.
It just seems like a really
well, how long
weird...
do you wear your pants for? Like 3-4 days?
No, but I'm...
Turn them inside out?
No, to be brutally...
Spray a bit of Lynx Voodoo on them again?
No, but to be brutally honest, right? If you knew it was just one night, why would you bring pants with you? Like, that's just well weird.
It's
like,
not weird. Why is that weird? It's
okay,
a new pair
a
of pants for the next day.
Fine.
It's a new day,
fine.
New pants.
Fine. So, next morning, you get changed into your new pants. Do you put the other ones in their wash?
No.
What do you do?
You take them with you in your bag, which is not a bag for life. Jamila Jamil totally agrees.
With
if
Scott
you knew
or with
your...
me?
No, not with me. If take me out of it. If you knew you were staying at someone's house, you'd definitely bring pants for the next day, don't you? Yeah, obviously.
No, you don't, though.
Yes, you
it's
do.
So, such a weird...
Oh,
weird...
my God.
Maybe it's what you celebrities do.
No, it's not. Why can't you see this? It's a... Right, at home, you'd slip on a new pair of underwear. Why not do it at someone else's house if you know you're going to stay?
William in Cornwall there? He says the same. He takes spare pants when he stays at people's houses.
Of course you do.
Why would you do that?
Jamila, help me.
Do you wear them inside out, Chris?
No, I would just wear the same pants the next day without too much fear that I was doing something wrong or weird.
It is weird.
What about the skid mark?
Yes. Oh, right. Let's move on. This debate is clearly...
New day, new pants. God, you're such a lad sometimes.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Well, I never thought this was going to happen today, the great pant debate.
I'm sorry, I'm still not having... I know I'm getting abuse from every kind of corner here. I just asked our producer, Will. I said, you must agree on this with me, mate. And he was like, no, to be honest, no. And then he raised an interesting point. If you were to invite me round for a night out and
yes.
said, right, we're going to have a couple of drinks tonight.
Yeah, come round tonight. Come round.
Travelling back to yours is a bit tricky, so you can stay round at mine.
Yeah, it's long to travel back to yours, so you can stay at my house. You wouldn't bring new pants.
I think it's a bit weird bringing some pants with me.
No, it's not.
It seems a bit sinister taking underwear with me to your house.
You're going to wear it the next day. It's not weird.
And that's not even a getting off thing. That's just, I just think it's weird. Like, if you came round to mine, I think it'd be very odd if I knew you had...
Pants
another
in
pair
that bag.
Of pants there, just
in my overnight bag. If I came round and you looked at my bag and there were pants in there, would you freak
I'd
out?
I'd probably laugh at you for having an overnight bag, to be honest.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
It's a bit weird, that, isn't it? The idea that you bring your own little toothbrush and all that. And
no, it's quite normal.
Probably what else would you have in your overnight bag? Right, Scott, I would say...
Moisturiser.
We can have a couple of drinks and then you can come back to mine and stay over.
Yeah?
There's nothing weird going on.
No.
It's just a friend thing, but you can stay
house.
In another room.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What are you bringing with you?
I'm bringing a toothbrush, toothpaste.
I get the toothbrush.
I'm bringing pants, probably a new T-shirt.
It's so weird, man. No,
you
but you'd, you'd borrow a T-shirt. I'd obviously lend you a T-shirt.
No, but I'd bring one because I knew
saying.
I was staying, unless you're inviting me right now.
You'd bring some little pants with you. It's just weird.
Little pants. It's true. Like a lot of people, I mean, to be fair, a lot of people are saying, well, if I'm going to go into town and then go back to someone else's,
and I knew about it. I'm still not bringing pants in my bag. I'm not going to a bar with pants in my bag. Is that your point?
Exactly.
I'm not going down into town with pants in my bag.
Exactly. That's the debate continues. So I say, right, we're not just having a couple of drinks around wine. What I thought we'd do is we'll go to a bar down the road, maybe go into town, dance a little bit, and then to make it easy for you, you can stay around mine. You're still bringing pants with you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, it's so weird.
Why is that weird?
You're such a
don't understand.
You're a slug.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, Jay on Radio 1. So imagine it, next time I'm staying at your house. In that bag I've got a little pair of pants in there.
And socks, probably, I imagine, as well. And I bet they're all folded.
Yeah, folded socks.
Why am I getting so much abuse? Do you know what my mate? My mate Dougsy's just texted me, just putting, Chris, stop, you're wrong.
I'd bring deodorant as well, is that weird?
No, but these are all... Here's what... I don't know why everyone's been so stupid about this, because I would lend you deodorant, I would lend you a shirt. I wouldn't lend you pants. Because that would be odd.
I don't want your pants. I've got my own.
But that's what I'm saying.
Some small ones in this bag right here I've got.
It's the idea of us meeting in a bar, having a couple of drinks, me looking at your little bag.
And you know I've got pants in there.
Knowing that there's spare pants in it. Yes, I find it weird.
Because I'm staying somewhere the night. Doesn't matter. New day, new pants. Right, there's a lot of topics going on today. It's making my head fizz. Let's draw a line under this lame dumping thing. Gareth?
Yep.
Did you dump someone?
No, I didn't dump somebody, but a friend of mine in university was dumped by his girlfriend of about, it was about 2 years, I think.
Right, but it wasn't you, just to clarify.
No, and this isn't like a friend of a friend story, it is actually a friend.
Okay.
He was dumped by his girlfriend from after like 2 years for cheating on him.
With?
In a dream.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hang on, so how did this come out then? Did he... Tell her?
She basically said, I can't look at you at the same light anymore because of what you did to me in my dream last night. And we saw him the day after in the pub, and he was obviously very tearful. We found it hilarious. We called him Dreamboat for a while.
Hang on. So it wasn't even his dream. He wasn't cheating dream. It just happened in her dream.
That he cheated on her.
I've had this before where someone's been really, really annoyed with me that I've been going out with because they had a dream that I cheated on them. It's like, well, that's not my problem.
No.
Yeah, but they were proper off with me. It's like, deal with it. It's not me. I didn't do this.
Yeah, but I kind of feel a bit bad in this situation because every now and then you do have those dreams and they stick with you. And I remember, who is it I fancied after a dream? But there was someone I dreamt about and then I did kind of fancy them after that. I mean, a famous it was.
That's not so good.
Who was it?
But
I don't know. That's going to bug me now.
Yeah.
Was it Terry Wogan? Because I might have had the same dream.
You had a dream once about Terry Wogan, and now you look at him slightly different on the TV.
I think, yeah.
What? Okay, so you had a little...
A liaison with the Wogan.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And how was it for you?
Well, he's Irish, he's good, you know. What's wrong with that?
No, nothing, nothing at all. Just a slightly older man there.
Yeah.
All right, good to speak to you.
All right, cheers, Scott.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's been a weird one today, isn't it?
What a weird show. Seriously, if you've missed any of the show today, then do get the podcast tonight. It's pretty odd, but I reckon like if you were listening to that, you know, as you were drifting off to sleep, I'd quite like it.
Does it need a PG rating? I mean, what kind of rating do we give this? Because it has gone slightly sort of...
W for weird... Actually, I blame Rixton for starting it all off by talking about celebrities with nice feet. It went downhill from there, really.
You're right.
So I blame Jake, there we are, from Rixton. Also, one more thing on the pants thing. Chris is obviously weird because he doesn't take pants with him if he knows he's staying around someone's house for the night. He thinks it's weird bringing a bag
really
with pants.
Creepy.
It's not creepy, it's what clean people do. We've had a text in... It says, Chris, you are right. I think you're right. There we are. Someone agrees with you.
Oh, good.
But I'm not putting my name to this text because I'm in shame. Unfortunately, Jake, in Bridgewater, you have texted him before. So so I do have your name here.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's Alice Levine. God, you look radiant.
Do I?
Is that a good thing to say to a girl or not?
Just rushed here on a bus. Maybe that's what it is. The glow of public transport.
Are you doing something different with your diet? Maybe a juice or something?
Stop it. So this morning I blended a combination of kale, banana, strawberries and almonds. And I tell you what, I'm still gagging a bit. It's absolutely disgusting.
Do you feel healthy but also sick?
I feel 50% nauseous, 50% absolutely top of my game.
Well, then it's working.
You're one of those.
No, I'm not. I'm sure people who are one of those don't feel the sick bit. They just feel like, I could just go for hours.
I just feel so good.
Do you know what? My skin's glowing, my hair's growing faster. That's not happening.
It's been one day.
It's been about 3 hours.
Okay, so Alice is here to play today's Real or No Real. Good to see you, my darling.
Nice to see you sober.
And here's your first little tip today.
Nicole Scherzinger re-recorded her hit Dontcha so it could be used on the computer game The Sims. The Stick With You hitmaker translated the original lyrics into Simlish, the Sims' own language of nonsense noises.
I've heard of this happening before, that other pop stars have been involved in The Sims games. I actually think, with my limited Pixie knowledge, she was one of the voices on Sims as well. I may well be wrong.
Don't you do yourself a disservice, Chris. You are the oracle on Pixielot.
Yeah.
I used to play Sims, and I'm going to admit to this, right, because I think it's long enough ago now, but what I would try and do... Have you ever played Sims, Scott?
I've seen it, haven't played it.
Geeks play it, yeah.
So you try and make your own sort of house, and you give them jobs and things like that. But I bought myself a very nice mirror for the bathroom, and I bought two of them, in fact, to try angle the Sim, because, you know, it's pixelated when they're naked, yeah, when they're in the shower. But then I thought, if you put a mirror in front of the shower and look at the mirror, can you see them naked?
And you did this at
home.
And
I worked on this for quite a while, like trying to get all the mirrors into different angles.
Did you actually do this?
I did, yeah.
So you could just see it's like binary code, naked. Gross. No,
it's weird, because on Sims it obviously pixelates, but I thought, if we catch them in the mirror...
Chris, was that before you had a girlfriend or... Okay, just checking.
It was ages ago.
And did it work?
No, the pixelation goes, but you can't see as much as you'd hope.
As you'd hope! As you'd hope!
God, Chris! If you're not aware of Simlish...
Noosh! Kubabaru! Laka! Noosh! Pizza!
Dag! Bipso!
Is it a bit like... Is it just backwards talk? Is it a bit like if you played what you're hearing right now backwards, it would be...
I don't even think it's backwards. It's just absolute nonsense.
That makes more sense than Nicole Scherzinger when she does her talking, though, because she'd be like, Sim's amazing. Schmin's meh schmears. Just there saying it. Like, hers is even more incomprehensible.
So she'd be used to it.
She'd just be like, oh, that makes entire sense, yeah.
I don't think it's random. I think it is actually real, like there is some kind of official Simlish language.
Okay, but did she do it? Did she do a version of Dontcha in Simlish?
I think she would.
I think this is real. I seem to remember pop stars, you know, recording on Sims, so I'm going to say real.
I'm saying real.
That one is real. Yes, it is. And here it is.
Noba, baby.
Scherzi might be number one today on the official chart update. I'll tell you after 3:30 with Jamila.
You know, if Becky was still here, she'd probably learn that front to back.
Be really good at it
as
well.
And be so good.
She's probably still on the podcast you're listening to.
She's just done Psy.
Has she really? Oh, God.
That's why it's fresh in my mind.
And next.
As part of the promotion campaign for Coldplay's Viva the Vida album, Chris Martin performed The Worm on US TV show Late Night with Jimmy Fallon.
Oof, is he all right? Do you know what I mean? He's doing stuff that he never used to do. I'd never associate Chris Martin with a worm.
This is a while ago, wasn't it? Viva la Vida. A few years.
Oh, right, okay. All right. I just thought it was one of those things where he's just letting it all out his system at the moment.
I'm really surprised The Worm's mentioned several times without a who. The Worm is definitely a who.
That was an angelic who.
That was really horrid.
What you say, like, since Gwyneth, you're saying that, like, he can do things that he wouldn't normally be allowed to do whilst in the marriage?
I think he's just hitting that time, isn't he, where he's single, and, you know, when you suddenly go single, you do everything, don't you?
Yeah, she's not around anymore, I can do The Worm.
He was like, it had to be Alfalfa before, but now it's The Worm.
I know. And also, I want to eat a pie.
And do you know what? I will.
And I can.
I better be a pucker as well. It wouldn't be like a higgity-biggity or whatever they're called that are full of, like, spinach. It'd be like a dutty pie.
Yeah, it would.
Dutty pies are the best pies, though. Where me and you are in different worlds, aren't we?
I'm not saying that's bad.
I would love to go on a day out with you, but you come...
He's about to say date.
I would love you to come out for a day with me. Not a date, but just come experience, like, a Saturday with me. Because it would be... I think you'd find it so weird.
I swear this is the line he used on Mila Kunis, and I am not going to fall for it.
No, absolutely not. Real or no real, The Worm, Chris Martin, Jimmy Fallon show. Good show, that.
I'm going to say definitely, if not more than the worm, I'd say probably a body ripple too.
I think he would do it now. He probably didn't do it then. So I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
It happened. Yeah. They would do anything to get on those shows. Yes, Alice. Doing well.
I'm feeling really strong today. I think it's the juice.
Just looking at a video of him doing the worm. He does it all right, actually.
I really honestly thought that he didn't have enough of a sense of humour to do anything silly.
No, he does.
It does he?
Yeah, definitely. And also very, very supple.
Gosh, bendy, limber.
Isn't he? And next,
the P in Daniel P. Carter stands for poison.
Radio 1's rock legend, Daniel P. Carter. You'll know him if you listen to Radio 1's rock show. But does it stand for poison?
I don't think Dan P. Carter's on After Us on a Monday, so we hang out quite a lot. He's not quite as rocky as I think you would think.
Don't say that.
Because he makes vegan Jaffa cakes. I don't think you'd imagine that. He has been to, I think, it was either a Katy Perry or a Taylor Swift concert. You wouldn't imagine that. He loves it.
No, but I like that because, right, I don't really like the music that he likes, but he is not a music snob.
No.
He will still go to a pop concert and go, yeah, that was really good, and appreciate that artist.
He will.
And that's what I like about him.
Why are you poking that biro at me?
Maybe that's what the P stands for, pop.
Secret pop queen, like Zane Lowe.
Listen,
actually loves Taylor Swift.
Why is the middle initial on his name on? No one else at Radio 1 has their middle name.
It's quite Richard E. Grant, isn't it?
I mean, there doesn't seem to be much need for it. And also, it's not the full name, is it? I mean, it's just a letter.
Maybe it's for something quite embarrassing.
Percival.
Penelope. Mm-hmm.
I think he's a Percival.
Real or no real?
No real, but I'm intrigued to know what it does stand for.
I think it's no real also.
That one is no real.
Do we know what it does stand for?
We're still in touch with his people.
Okay. I think Pete.
Yeah, something really pedestrian.
Yeah.
Pedestrian.
Yeah. And at the end of that round of real or no real, whoop, Alice.
Excuse me.
I got 20, Alice got 30.
Do you know why? It's because of the juice.
Do you think it is?
Yeah, I do.
I've got to have one every Wednesday now.
Get home and juice that kale and spinach up.
I'm about to stick it up, actually. So.
And those were the highlights of Wednesday's really weird show. Tomorrow, back at 1 o'clock, Chris is playing netball for 20 minutes, so can't be here. So in his place, playing innuendo bingo, it's Rachel Riley and Rihanna. Off of films. BBC Radio 1.